disciples here. So they would split, send out a crew and split Cyprus pickets. In other words, a Cyprus picket that they used, you know, that was crude, boy, was about as wide as my hand. And it usually was about, I would say, of course, you about 5 feet high. And they naturally pointed it at the end, you understand?
Yeah.
And if I could draw you a little bit, they
Henry LeMay told me about the jewel boy who got caught on the Cyprus.
Oh, yeah.
Picket one time.
Uh-huh. Well, it was like that, you understand? And if you'd get caught between the two on the fence, you could. That's a possibility. And really, I couldn't show you. You can't imagine how it was. They were rough, and they would put posts about every 6 feet. You understand?
Yeah.
Then they had a cross piece at the top and one at the bottom, and they would nail these Cyprus pickets
to each.
You know. Spread it out. They wouldn't, and there was always a separation between each picket of about this much.
Did you ever see a woven one?
Woven?
Yeah, a woven kind of fence. Did you ever see a paling fence? Or, you know?
No.
Okay.
I know what you mean. We didn't have that in this section.
Yeah, they were woven together. Now those other type fences, you call them?
That's rail fences.
Yeah. They didn't go straight.
The only one, the rail fence we had in this section, was not in this parish, but in West Baton Rouge Parish in those days going toward Baton Rouge. That's the only one I've ever seen in my life.
Now, the other type fence that you have now,
it's more or less we got into wire fences, you understand?
What type of wire? Yeah.
Well, that's just, I don't know what type of wire you would call that, but...
Well, you got the kind that catches your pants when you're
barbed wire, no.
Yes.
You do have a few barbed wires on it to keep the cattle off, you understand?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I guess you would call that a woven wire fence too, you understand?
Yeah.
Now that came in, of course that started maybe to come in at the turn of the century, but it wasn't so popular, you understand. The real big change in this country came after the First World War, where people changed, things just changed a lot.
What about, when you first cut your hay, you raked it up into what, into?
Well, they in those days, they would rake it up, cut it, and they would leave it stay out and cure for about 2 or 3 days. Then they had a special horse-drawn rake. We better cut it off right now.
Yeah.
He's coming with his tractor.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
10 days later, you know, and you commenced to talk with them. And somehow it's things that they claim they don't remember, it surfaces again.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
It's similar to what a psychiatrist does, you know. He finds out a man's fears and his doubts, puts him on the couch, lets him talk, gives him, little clues now and then, and you loosen his tongue and he let it go.
Well, my work isn't either that elaborate or that thrilling, but I do enjoy talking about people with a lot of the old things they remember and old ways of life and traditional culture.
Well, you're in the history department then, or what?
Well, sort of, sort of social studies, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe it might be a little anthropology or English, mm-hmm. in it too. I enjoy the work, and I enjoy finding out about how times have changed and how ways of speech and ways of life have changed with that.
Oh yes, even that you mentioned speech, people